A senior aide to Osama bin Laden, captured last month by U.S. and Pakistani forces in Pakistan, is said to be recovering from his wounds and may be ready to talk. Abu Zubaydah, in U.S. custody at an undisclosed location, Zubaydah was reportedly shot 3 times and seriously wounded during the course of his arrest, but Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today that Zubaydah is now on the road to recovery. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Abu Zubaydah was believed at the time of his arrest last month to be the top military strategist in Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda organization. He took over those responsibilities after his predecessor, Mohammad Atef, was killed during U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan in November. But Zubaydah, a 31-year-old Palestinian born in Saudi Arabia, had himself already been involved in planning numerous terrorist attacks for bin Laden, according to U.S. officials. They say he also served as a key recruiter of terrorist talent. FBI and CIA agents working with Pakistani forces captured Zubaydah and dozens of other suspected al-Qaeda operatives during a raid on March 28th. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, speaking to reporters at the Pentagon today, said Zubaydah's wounds have made it difficult for him to talk to his U.S. interrogators so far, though Rumsfeld is holding out hope that Zubaydah may yet provide some worthwhile information.
He had holes in him, and he had some infections, and he was not in great shape. And he obviously talked, you know, when people ask him questions, and he says this, that, and the other thing. Has he started to give any intelligence? I would assume so, but anything useful? Not clear yet.
In a separate interview today with MSNBC, Rumsfeld said most of Zubaydah's medical problems are now behind him.
We are asking him a good deal of information, and intend to keep on doing it. I think he'll be around for a long time.
Rumsfeld described Zubaydah as a fountain of knowledge. He just hasn't turned the spigot on yet, Rumsfeld said. A senior U.S. official today said CIA interrogators have not been able yet to get much out of Zubaydah. The director of intelligence for the U.S. Army, Lieutenant General Robert Noonan, says just getting Zubaydah out of circulation was an achievement in itself.
That was a huge capture. That was good for the good guys.
Noonan would not elaborate, but during an Army symposium on intelligence operations this week, Noonan said al-Qaeda operations have probably been disrupted as a result of Zubaydah being captured.
He's a very big operator. He knows a lot of stuff. People count on him. He's a huge facilitator. They got to find somebody and train him up. Who's the new area expert now that can do all those things? In my view right now, the most significant event of this whole thing has been his capture right now.
Whether Noonan is correct in saying this capture is the most significant event in the war on terrorism so far may be debatable. Potentially, says one U.S. official. One thing is certain, now that he is recovering, with the knowledge he has, Zubaydah can be sure his interrogators in the weeks ahead will be putting him through long and difficult discussions, to use Donald Rumsfeld's word. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.